You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
It puts the lotion on. You have no idea what kind of hell I can bring you!
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay? I've been down here 2 weeks, man, what do you want?
It puts the lotion on its skin. Now!
Well, say it, don't spray it, brother. Dang. I need a towel now.
It does what it's told!
There, look, I'm putting the lotion on the skin. I'm rubbing it in. Hey, tell you the truth, brother, between you and me, that thing with the dog is coming off a little fruity. That's just me talking, I don't.
Take you out to a fancy restaurant and then go on a shopping spree. Treat you the way you should be treated. Would that make you forget about that Ted monster?
My mom is wrong. There are nice guys in New York.
We just have to go by my hotel room first. My bed was broken. I just have to make sure they fixed it.
But then if it's fixed, can we have sex on it and then go shopping?
I like you.
Call me the mayor, 'cause I spend all my days here. You would too if you knew what I know about a tropical tree sucked straight from the coconut's tea. When it's just right, it makes your short hairs grow.
I got it.
Hoisted another glass in Pina Colada Berg, coconut milk with a pineapple splash. Don't forget that the rum comes third. Passed out flat on my ass in Pina Colada Berg, bloodshot eyes and a sore mustache. Mouth tastes like pinata turd. Promised I'd take it slow down in Pina Colada Berg. Soap lava is starting to flow. Yes, I have to break my word. Wet bikinis to my right. Godless Pina Colada Berg. Slime mouth soup makes my head feel like. Makes me feel like a dirty bird. Dang, these drinks are strong. Shouldn't have smoked that bomb. Now I'm too drunk to sing this song.
How much you want for it?
Oh, no. You know what? I don't think I'm selling it this week. Maybe next week.
Oh, no. You said that last week.
Did I? Yeah, well, I just... I played.
You know, I don't have that record. I'll buy it for 40.
We're up.
So, now why would you sell it to me and not to him?
Because you're not a geek, Lewis.
You guys are snob.
No, we're not.
No, seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars, so you shit on the people who know less than you.
No,
which is everybody.
Yeah. Yes. You
know, it's just sad. That's all.
Amazing, dude.
Thanks. I like to play.
Hey, everybody! Noah Mulberry! It's Friday. That means live on Talk Radio X. Noah and Mulberry. Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. The film, television, pop culture type show. You can call in. We talk about Lost, Smallville, and all that kind of stuff. We also have here PCC Steven. Steven, the pop culture zealot. How you doing, Steven?
Just fine.
Now, Steven, you entered during the intro, and you're trying to tell me something.
I was asking if it was still the intro.
Yes. Oh, is that what that says?
My scribble.
I told you, you wrote down what you're trying to say. It looks like L-A-T-R-Y. And I was like, latrine? You got to go to the bathroom? I was like trying to figure out what you were trying to say. Latrine! Oh, it says intro.
Terrible writing. I was writing at a distance.
I can't read lips
at all. I'm
all
stretched out.
And then you held up your finger, and I was like, one finger.
Pull my finger?
We also have your Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good.
Could you hear anything that was going on, Bill, during that? Like,
no, I didn't, actually.
What are you talking about, Stevie? He's like, I'll write it down. But it looks like Latry. Latry? What is that? This was the intro. Yes, it was the intro. Yes. Oh, we're here.
I kind of assumed after it kept going on, I was like, it's still the intro. Yes, never mind.
It is the intro. Good times. Hey, everybody, Steven, Bill, we're here once again. It's Friday, and we're here to talk about all of our favorite shows. We don't have Lost to talk about. I don't know why I said that. There's no more Lost to talk about. But I was thinking about, you know how we always talk about, hey, we'll take your calls if you want to talk about anything. Maybe we should specifically say, if you want to talk about Smallville, call in, you know, that kind of thing. Like, give people a reason to call in.
We've got plenty of time today. Yes. Come on, call in today,
and,
please.
You know, I was slacked majorly this week, Bill, because I discovered, I'm sure everyone has known about Last FM for a while.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I saw that you had your little Last FM playlist in your signature on the forum. I was like, I wonder what that's about. So I click on it, and, you know, it has your profile kind of like MySpace. It's like a MySpace for music kind of thing.
Well, MySpace has a thing, too.
Right.
Essentially.
So, yeah, they have the little play box thing.
Yeah.
So I click on it, and I can listen to Bill's favorite artists. It'll just start playing, like, streaming, like, all this music continuously. You know, Bill loves the hell out of Ben Folds, and it plays a shitload of that. And,
Ben Folds rocks!
Yeah, it just plays all these different artists that you like or you've sampled, or I think it even plays someone that's like another artist you like. But basically, you could listen to it all day long. So I was like, this is cool. I'll start a profile on myself, and you can go through, and a lot of artists on there, you can look up, and they have little bios of each artist, say like Echo and the Bunnymen, you look that up, and they have songs that are available that you can listen to. They have the rights to play, so you can select your favorites, put it on a favorite list, and you can go through every band that you can think of, select some songs, and then someone looks up PCZ Steven, they could listen to Steven's playlist, and it'll be
they probably wouldn't want to listen to my playlist.
But no. It'll be songs that you picked. So I've been messing with that like all week, just listening to a lot of music.
He sends it to me, and I'm staying in the worst hotel in the middle of nowhere, Utah. I've got like, it's supposed to be high-speed internet at the hotel. And
do they have Mormon rock
and
there?
It's like... one megabyte, or not even 1 meg download. You know, it's like, it's so slow.
But I mean,
well, you know what? They bottleneck the upload speed, so you can't do any file sharing in hotels. You have to, like, bypass their wireless router system and all that. There's,
so you can
there's
even,
programs
like,
that can do that.
You couldn't even create, like, a forum post or anything? Like, well, is it that slow where it's just annoying?
Yeah, it was just annoying.
Well, the thing about,
because I kept getting on there and be like, it would, the page would time out before the forum page would come up.
Steven gets very upset when he doesn't listen to his Nitzer Ebb.
I have that on my playlist. No, but
muscle and hate.
But what I was saying about Last.fm is, you know, it's stupid to say this, but I've always enjoyed music. But it's much like whenever I read a book, I'm like, man, I should do that more often. You know, I read like one a month. I know there's people who read books like every day. They're just like, oh, starting
my sister
on a
reads
book.
About a book a day.
Yeah, yeah. And I always mean to read more. I always mean to listen to more music because it's very therapeutic to listen to music, is it not?
That's why I tote my iPod everywhere.
And plus, I'm boring where I will listen to the same CD over and over and over again. But like Steven, I've known you and my wife are music freaks, always listening to different artists. And I know Bill now also does that. You guys just listen to all these bands. I'm like, who the hell are these people, you guys? You know, I've never heard of all these bands.
But and I do listen to, I'm not like one of those people who, you want to call them, you know, the pop artists, you know, that will just listen to one or two songs on a CD. And
right, you like to listen to the whole thing?
I give the whole CD a try.
I like bands that actually craft an album.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
See, that's what I do. I get into one CD, and I like listening to it in order. It's hard for me, but I do like this about Last.fm, that I can listen to a plethora of artists that I wouldn't normally listen to, and I'm like, hey, I kind of like them.
To experience something, I say a little different, but if you still like that one album, put it in, put the CD in, just hit shuffle.
Right.
That way you don't know what song's coming up. I don't know about Bill, like, I learn them in, like, order, you know, I'll sit there and I can go along the whole album and I know it. And
I'm real anal about that. Like, I can't shuffle an album because I'm so used to the music progression.
Yeah.
That it's like if the song doesn't come after the next song, I'm like, wait a second, that's just doesn't feel right.
And it is different if it's artists you haven't heard of. Like, Bill and I were sharing different artists on Last.fm. Like, hey, Bill, have you ever heard of them? And he would send some to me. So it was a lot of fun. So if there's any listener that has a Last.fm account, then you can make us your buddies and we could share song lists. It's just kind of a cool thing for people who like music, wouldn't you say,
Bill? It is. It's a great site.
I think you're natural for it, Steven.
Normally, I do have a pretty decent connection in hotel rooms. And
what about like Wi-Fi, like at McDonald's or something on a laptop? Or
dude, I'm telling you, I'm out. I was.
Do they have Mormon Wi-Fi there?
I wasn't even near the Mormons. I was out. There was actually a little Christian church in this little town I was in. I wasn't far from that dinosaur monument valley, whatever.
Oh.
Nice.
I mean, I was out there.
So you didn't get your underwear this week?
I was flying through the mountains trying to get back. I flew back yesterday, and I was almost out of the mountains, and my fuel light came on, because you eat more fuel going up and
down.
Were
you flying an airplane?
No. I was driving through the mountains.
I picture you like in a Cessna.
No, I'm saying I'm flying.
Steven!
I'm going to have to glide her in.
Yeah, we're going to have to glide her in. Everybody hold on.
These mountain turns, you know, and I'm well over 100 miles an hour flying, you know, just cruising through these.
Were you just driving on the Salt Lake?
No roads? I mean, no, it was these mountain turns and stuff, you know, I was late trying to get to my flight, you know. And
Steven, you got to be careful. You got to drive safe.
I was, because there wasn't a car in sight. I'm telling you, there was nowhere.
Would you want to die in Utah?
I didn't want to run out of gas.
I don't think anybody wants to die in Utah. When somebody's going to die, they actually ship them out to Montana or something. There are no deaths registered in Utah.
Nice. You know, Bill, I saw...
I think they eat the bodies there, so they don't register them.
X-Files 2 trailer was up earlier today, and they took it down off YouTube. I didn't get to see it. Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I saw it the other day, and it's just more of the video that they showed at that WonderCon. I don't even know which con it was.
I did see that, so it's not an official trailer.
No, not really.
Okay, I thought it was an official one, so I was kind of bummed. So, okay, I didn't miss out on anything, so that's all right. You know... So
I was never a huge X-Files fan, but I did watch it.
You know, the movie was good.
I wasn't a big X-Files fan until I met my wife, and she was. And then I probably picked up from, I don't know when it was, maybe season 4 or 5 on. And then okay. I would watch the reruns and stuff. But it really is. It was a really good show, well written.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool. It's good stuff. Good stuff, man. But, hey, we don't have any voicemail this week. What's the deal?
I don't know.
But, you know, one thing
It was Easter weekend and people were, you know.
Guys, I think we should unveil this now on the show. A lot of our listeners may not know about this, but there's a show called America's Best Dance Crew. Have you guys heard about this? It's got the Randy from American Idol, and it's got
He's a little pitchy dog.
AC Slater.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing. I wanted to announce there is a Mulberry Dance Crew. You guys don't know it, but me and Steven and Bill, we could all pop a lock. We could spin on our heads and stuff. And I'm happy to announce that nowhere in Mulberry, the Mulberry Crew, as we call it, dog, we won. So I'm just excited. I don't want to brag. You know, Steven, you busted your ass out there. I mean, it was awesome. You popped the lock like nobody's business.
Popped the lock.
I just want to say that Bill does the best running man I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
And I can caterpillar like nobody's business. So
when he's when he's doing it in that Mr. T outfit.
Yeah, yes. So here's us on the show. It's really awesome. Let's check it out.
So, yo, I got the great honor of saying you guys are our winner of the $100,000 grand prize.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Are America's Best Dance Crew, baby.
Oh, hell yeah, boy. Oh, yeah, you ready to bust the move, Steven?
Yo.
Oh, yo, here I go. Pop a lock. Bill, running man, now!
Check me out!
That's right! Go, Steven! Go, Steven! Oh, wait, here's my solo. I'm doing a caterpillar-type split thing. Oh, crap, I just split my pants. Oh, crap. So, anyway, the $100,000 we gave to charity, so...
Don't call asking for any money. We've already given it away.
I really, really, really hate that Kanye West Daft Punk song.
What the hell? America's Best Dance Crew. Man, is there America's Best at everything? When are they going to have a podcast show? Or oh, I'm sorry,
is it
live
show. E-W or C-R-U-E?
It's C-R-E-W. It should be C-R-U with an umlaut.
Over umlaut.
What do you guys say? Let's check out Entertainment. Let's do it. All right, the new Simon Pegg film came out, Bill, Run, Fat Boy, Run. And from what I've read, is there's nothing wrong with it. It's
conventional quality.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. There's nothing offensive about it.
I watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Everything I've heard is it's okay, but if you're a Simon Pegg fan, you'll really like it kind of thing.
Well, not really. It's from a script written by Michael Ian Black, which was based in the U.S., and then I guess when David Schwimmer got a hold of it, he gave it to Pegg and he readapted it to a UK setting. And there's some good play between Simon Pegg and Dylan Moran, who plays his buddy. But it's nothing special.
Right. You would expect it to be more with Simon Pegg and Mike Lee Black writing it, because I think they're both really funny guys. David Schwimmer, Ross from Friends, for people who don't know. My sandwich! Sorry, that's my favorite part.
Oh, God.
Now, Bill, do you think that... So, if I'm a Simon Pegg fan, I should just wait for DVD or not even bother?
Well, if you want to support him, go and see it in the theater, but...
It's a huge hit in England, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Simon Pegg has a pretty big following, and plus... There's a couple pretty popular sitcom-type people that were on shows over in England who were in the movie.
Now, the guy who's like his sidekick in the film, wasn't he in Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, he was. He was the geeky guy that also liked his girlfriend. But he was also in that series Black Books, which was really funny with Bill Bailey and a few others. So they have a pretty good installed fan base.
That's cool. I don't know. I kind of want to see it, but I guess I'll go see superhero movie instead. What do you think?
Oh, God.
What are they? These movies out every few... Are these the same people who did the Meet the Spartans?
Yeah.
How many of these movies?
If I have to see the commercial where the guy goes, "I'm the incredible black," you know,
because he's got a rooster.
I'm just like, oh, are you serious? This is comedy?
Yeah. Wow.
It's like they don't have any of the subtlety of the team that wrote Airplane.
They don't have any subtlety of anyone.
No, the team that wrote like Airplane.
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers. Yeah, we talked about all this with the last movie, the Meet the Spartans. So this is the same people, right?
Well, isn't it David Zucker that directed it?
This? I have no idea. I don't even want to look at the credits.
Macho,
I think it
Gary.
Is.
Oh.
I'm not saying that if he directed, I'm saying written by.
It might have been, too.
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers and Jim Abrams, they wrote the Airplane and the...
I think usually
they're a little more
Macho
subtle
Gary.
With their humor than...
No, Macho Gary did not direct
Macho
it.
Macho Gary was last week.
Yeah.
This week we had Carnies.
Yeah, move on, all right, Foggy? Jeez. But is there anything else out that we want to see in the theater yet? Or what are we waiting on? What's coming out?
I don't know. I read something, and you tell me. Wired magazine about that Fanboy movie.
Fanboy. Oh yeah, Fanboys. The thing about how Harvey Weinstein wants to make fun of fanboys now instead of being an endearing kind of comedic story.
You know what's really funny is that whenever the trailer originally premiered for this thing. Like a year ago, I watched the trailer. I was like, this looks like it's awful. I got the same feeling from it that I did when I saw the 10,000 BC trailer. Like, there's nothing to work with here.
It looks like they have the material. The idea sounds good. The trailer looked like, okay, I'll give it a chance. It looked like it was a little hit and miss, but it has the guy from Undeclared, the guy from the Judd Apatow crew, and it has Veronica Mars in it. So I was like, I'll definitely see it because it's.
I know it has that Jared Fogle who I can't stand.
Is that the dude from the ping pong movie?
Yeah, he's like Jared Fogle is the equivalent of
Jonah
the kid
Hill?
That's in. Yeah, Jonah Hill.
I
want to
see
a
fight to the death with those two guys. Whoever comes out,
I would like
out,
to see them both killed, taken out back, shot in the back of the head.
Oh my God, Bill.
But good old Lenny of Mice and Men style.
I guess it was that guy, the actor who was, read a little caption by him saying he wanted stunt pay for having to drive that van that looked like the Millennium Falcon because it had all these buttons and switches in there. He didn't know what.
Okay, here's the thing: that film was made. What it was wrapped? They wrapped shooting 3 years ago on that thing.
And they're just now writing about it.
Yeah.
I know. I remember seeing something about it, and it's like...
Well, here's what the story was, that, Fanboys, apparently it's not working. They're trying to edit it and film new scenes to make it funnier. It's about this kid who's dying, and he
That's hilarious.
He just wants to see the Phantom Menace, so his friends, they all get together, and they're going to steal the Phantom Menace to screen it for him before he dies. And, hilarity ensues, a lot of funny stuff. But there's a lot of problems with beats and stuff. They didn't like the cut of it. They did test screenings. A lot of people have seen this in test screenings, so they've been trying to fix it. So here's what I believe Harvey Weinstein wanted to do. He goes, let's just cut out the cancer part, and let's just make it a wacky thing about guys just wanting to steal the Phantom Menace, and hilarity ensues. Let's take out all that stuff and make them seem, and I guess fans, what they're worried about, or fanboys, they're like, they're going to be making fun of us. They're making fun of the fanboy thing, the aspect of it.
You know what would be even better is if after they saw it, they burnt it.
Right. Oh, you mean
like
the
that part? Like that part in
it's
space.
The only copy.
Like the part in space after Tim sees episode one and he's all sad and angry. He burns all of his stuff like he's like the scene in Return of the Jedi whenever Lord Vader, Darth Vader is.
Yeah, Mark,
being
remember when
on the fire.
Luke Skywalker, he's doing the Viking funeral for Darth Vader.
Yeah.
They mimic that scene, but it's Simon Pegg burning all the Star Wars stuff after he just watched The Phantom Menace. And they even have the same music. He's lighting it all on fire.
But that's great. What this whole thing was supposed to kind of mimic. From what I read, when I read it, said it was supposed to image, kind of go beat for beat and match kind of Star Wars.
Right.
You know, the way the story played out.
They show them in a trash compactor and stuff. I don't know. If this movie ever comes out, it'll probably be straight to DVD or something.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. It's funny. There was a press release from the Weinsteins that says, basically blame the fanboys for the movie never to get a cinematical or theatrical run, that they'll release two different versions on DVD, and to see both, you'll have to buy both versions.
Well, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous, because to even announce that, it was just like to appease the... It's a letter-writing campaign. These are the people who abandoned Jericho, I guess.
I think these are exactly the same people. They're the people that will love Jericho love fanboys.
Now, here's what I don't understand. If they've already seen the cut of Fanboys where the guy has cancer and they loved it, but if they haven't seen anything and they're just going by hearsay on the internet, what is the friggin' point of this? Who cares? I'm all riled up about what I just read.
The guy they brought on to direct or to reshoot or re-edit or whatever is that Steve Brill, who is one of Adam Sandler's cronies.
Yeah, he just directed, what do you call it, that just came out? Crap.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Come on,
I know he did that up a creek or without a paddle or whatever the hell that was, and he did Little Nicky.
Drillbit Taylor. Okay, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, the guy, I have no problem with the guy, but it's so funny when people heard that they were bringing somebody on to re-edit it, the fanboys, like, attacked emailing this guy that he was an asshole and he was, you know, and then he started emailing them back, insulting them, and it was like, it's just a comedy of errors. This entire fanboys debacle is just stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it. They might even see the movie and think it sucks anyway. Just, I don't understand why you would fight for something you don't know anything about.
If the movie was any good, it would be out already. It would have been out 2 years ago.
It just sounds like it's a disaster and they've been trying to fix it. How much money has Weinstein spent on it with test screenings, re-editing? I remember listening to the Kevin Smith Smodcast, and Scott Mosier at one point, I think this was early last year, he was editing it. He was doing a re-edit on it, trying to punch it up. So apparently he's moved on. They're making a new movie, and he's not working on that anymore. So it's like...
The guy that originally directed Fanboys is like now the new Troy Duffy.
Yeah. Hey, Troy Duffy should finish it! What do you think?
It would be like building a bridge between Troy Duffy and Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, he would say, okay, I'll fund the new movie if you finish Fanboys for me. What do you think? Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead. That was after
they saw episode one.
They're actually shooting themselves. Suicide pack. All right, let's check out what's on our TiVo. Now, Bill, here on Talk Radio X, you can listen to the Idol Radio Show. I believe Daryl, with your amazing host, Daryl, I believe he talks about American Idol. Now, we have not been watching American Idol. Bill, you abandoned it this season, am I right?
Yeah, I just can't get into it anymore.
There was this thing where I saw this brief bit where someone was voted off, and they have a name like Takiza or Chiquiza or... I was like, what is with the names on these contestants?
Isn't that like a drink?
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of tequila in it. Check out this clip here. And what is with these people's names on here?
Chiquiza and Saisha. America voted after the highest vote of this season for a single show. Saisha.
Oh, Chiquiza won.
You are safe.
What?
Chiquiza and Saisha.
Wow. Chiquiza and Saisha.
He's speaking Hebrew.
It's pig Latin.
Isn't that like Chiquiza's fables or
it's Jewish
code?
Chiquiza.
The Magna Carta, the Master Charger.
You know what I love is
late night host crossovers. This week Conan was on Leno. I do think Conan is much more talented than a little man.
I tell you what though, when Conan goes off on those crazy rants where he just starts making noises and shit, I want to shoot myself.
Hey, I think he does that here. Let's check it out.
print celebrity recipes. You've all seen this. They printed this celebrity recipe, Conan O'Brien's St. Patrick's Day stew, and all the details of how I make my stew. There's just one problem. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't cook. I've never made a stew in my life.
Really?
It's clear St. Patrick's Day was coming up, and they needed an Irish celebrity head to put in the box next to the stew.
To their credit, you have about the most Irish head I've ever seen, I have to admit.
I'm battling it out right now with Ted Kennedy.
That would be a battle.
He has a large melon. But then you read the recipe and you realize it's just, they've just Irished it up, you know. It says, cool little Brian, St. Patrick's Day stew. With taters, lots of taters, Jay. And they really, I mean, just like, you grind up a leprechaun and you put it in the Irish stew. Unbelievable.
Good stuff.
So are they putting him on there to somehow make it look like, hey, they're not fighting, they're friends?
I guess so.
Or is it just kind of to warm him up to him transferring next year?
I just think it's Conan's in L.A., and that's all it is. I think, no, what it is, it's to warm him up to the senior citizens who watch
that's
the Tonight
Show.
That's
what I'm saying, for next year to swap.
He's not so bad, not like my J-Lo. Oh! And she's
he's
dead.
Got no red hair.
They haven't changed the channel since 1992 when Johnny went off the air.
Yeah, poor Johnny. Now, this week, Demi Moore was on Regis, and once again, Regis is confused about everything, as Demi's talking about her leech therapy, where
she
has leeches put on her to purify the blood, but Regis doesn't know how to say leech. It's pretty funny. Check it out.
What do you do with the leeches?
They apply them to your body and they suck your blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean they actually bite into your skin?
Yes, they do.
And what's
they
the
bite.
Why would
that?
Want
they detoxify
want to do
your
that?
Blood? They detoxify your blood, and
isn't there an easier way?
well, I think they're going back to these old traditional kind of therapeutic treatments, sure. Which you know, even hospitals are using this.
How many leeches at a time do you take?
Well, I've only personally experienced four.
Isn't that milk in Spanish?
They hurt.
Yeah,
but not horribly. The first one had to go in my belly button, which was brutal.
The lychee took a bite out of your belly button?
It's not a lychee.
You think that's funny? How come they keep laughing over there?
She couldn't take it anymore. It's not a lychee.
It looks more like it's a slug with teeth.
She said, I think they're going back to this. I think bored rich people are doing this is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. This is such bullshit. It purifies your blood, my ass.
Well, how does sticking in your belly button purify anything? What purifies the lint that's in there? What?
The fact that she has had nothing going on so that she goes on talk shows, Letterman, and now Regis, and talks about leeches.
You know what I figured out? Beauty and the Geek is not Ashton Kutcher's social experiment. It's Demi Moore. That's a social experiment.
Yeah, next week we're going to be doing some bloodletting on her. You know, just regular old flat. Just cut her vein open. Just let her bleed out for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Steven, what are you talking about?
That's so angry.
You think that's funny? How come they keep laughing over there?
Very disturbing. Now, I'll tell you what's disturbing, to segue onto America's Top Model. What is it we get on the show? No annoying Tyra this week, but we do get women fighting.
Nice.
I'm being nice. Bitches fighting. Right, Steven? That's what we
Oompa
got.
Oompa Loompa.
They're fighting over this one chick who sets her alarm clock like an hour early for no reason. It keeps going off. Oh, man. So aggravating.
Killer.
Get up.
From the beginning, Dominique has set her alarm way earlier than we have to get up.
You're a shady bitch. You're obviously a shady bitch.
You can't talk to me with respect, then don't open your mouth to me. Period.
I'm sorry if I called you a bitch, but that's really up.
You still call me a bitch. You still cross boundaries.
But she just apologized the fifth time your alarm.
Oh my God.
When you want to talk to me, you're in a house
in front of a lot of people that are just going to antagonize and make you
Oh my God! Thank God!
Okay, anyone
that
tell?
Needs to happen.
Good clip there. Okay, first of all, could Tyra please supply them with some padding in the room so there's not that an echo? Could they give him some kind of like wall?
They're
diffusion?
Arguing in the bathroom.
Hot, wet. Bitches.
Who watches this show? Top Model. I don't know. But
women in their 30s and maybe Andy from Hollywood Slurp.
You know what I do like, though? The Bachelor. It's great. Because on this show, we get quality women who aren't fighting about alarm clocks. In Not fact, at all. Here's a very cultured woman who decides to serenade the Bachelor. He's from England. Jolly old England, by the way. And listen to this beautiful song.
I actually, I wrote a song.
You wrote a song?
Just a little chorus, and I was like, I wanna write something for a bachelor. It was like this. I want to find you.
Huh?
I want you to find me. I want to touch you.
Oh.
I want you to touch me.
Huh?
And I wanna feel you. I want you to feel me.
It's beautiful.
I want to find you.
I think she ripped this off The Who.
Oh. Okay. Blimey. Bollocks.
Blimey.
Now, on Wife Swap, Bill, I need you to tell me a little bit about this Wife Swap. What the hell is going on Wife Swap?
One word. Carnies.
Carnies? Hell yeah!
It was so awesome. It was a carny family.
Where do they find carnies?
I guess they were trying to court them for like 18 months, and I was reading an article about it. So it's like, Wife Swap has been looking for a carnival family.
For like a long time?
Yeah.
And so they finally
And who wouldn't?
A carnival family, and who are they swapping with? Some...
Yeah, who
a rich, a Beverly Hills. Very uptight woman who looked like Marcy from Married with Children.
It's all bollocks, Pat.
Marcy from Married with Children. Okay, I gotcha. I got the picture.
And okay, so they switch places, and the carny wife is like, "Oh wow, big house, very nice. The people are very sterile. You know, not a lot of family time or anything." And the rich woman goes to, you know, be introduced to the house, and they pull up to a carnival, and she's just like, oh, my God.
So
she has to walk through the entire carnival, and then she gets to their trailer, and it's just this filthy mess. And she's like, oh, my God, I am not sleeping in this trailer. Yeah, so she goes to a hotel, and the guy is just a typical carny guy, and the kids are typical carny kids.
What is a typical carny?
You know, they're just kind of, you know, the spare tire, the overly receding hair.
Is
and
the mom the bearded lady, the dad the
straw
exactly.
man, and the kids, dog boy.
The kids are little acrobats or something?
The kids just ride around on their bikes around the carnival all day. They don't do any schoolwork or anything.
Sweet.
And they have, you know, the one has a beer gut on her that's just terrific. It was like an effort that I had never seen accomplished before.
Now, let me ask you this. I have a clip of at the end when they meet face-to-face, the two couples, and the one, I guess you would, prim and proper woman is talking about how their daughter is in need of help. She doesn't have anyone. She's very lonely and stuff. What's wrong with the girl, their daughter?
She's just, you know, they don't do anything. It's like they eat dinner separate. All they do is their after-school activities. There's just no family time or anything.
Well, let's check out this clip and see how psychotic these people are.
Did you stay at my house?
Christine, I would not stay at your house if my life depended upon it.
Oh, that's
I would never stay there.
Now, is Christine
it's just dirty. Jane was, like, yearning for a friend. She didn't want me to leave. She's a lonely soul.
And then the packing up and moving, and Jane crying, saying she has no friends. And
that's not true. She has friends there.
What? That's not what your kids told me.
I didn't hear her say that.
Then maybe I lived a fantasy life.
You wouldn't get the full experience if you don't stay there.
All right, I need to stop right now because you guys are portraying something that was totally not what I saw.
Did I?
No, I am not going to sit here and have you tell me that I'm lying.
Did you tell her she's a liar? Did you call her a liar?
You guys are just so full of it's like amazing.
Well, Karen, don't leave.
No, I am leaving because you're just like totally telling me I'm outright lying. And
well, we just want you to stay.
That is a lie.
Well, you know what? When you're ready to be truthful, I'll stay.
Okay, goodbye. She is nuts. She is a total Fruit Loop.
I like Fruit Loops.
Toucan Sam's a pimp.
So we're missing out is what you're telling us, Bill, right?
Oh, yeah. It was an absolute train wreck of a show. It was really, really funny. Like, the lady just had her nose so far up in the air. And the Carney woman, I don't know what she was trying to say there, but that was basically telling her she was lying, because at one point the stuck-up wife and the Carney dad are in a car. They're driving to the next carnival location with the kids. The girl goes, "Next week's my birthday, and I won't have any friends." And, I mean, she is basically saying she has no friends because they move from place to place. And for that guy to say that he didn't hear that, so just an outright lie. So
he is a liar.
I don't blame the woman.
You guys are just so full of it's like amazing.
Wow. So Bill,
I love how a middle-aged woman can talk like a valley girl. It's like so amazing.
Okay, Steven, please tell me you watched the Celebrity Apprentice finale.
I watched the Celebrity Apprentice finale.
Yes, yes, you got to see. Steven, are you telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth.
Bill, did you get to see it?
Yes.
Because I thought it was really entertaining, surprisingly. Very entertaining.
It kind of pissed me off.
Now, what pissed you off?
Did not like that they were classifying it as good versus evil.
Oh,
like trying to make Piers Morgan look like he's some sort of Satan.
Yeah, well, they were just playing it up. It was no big deal.
I know, but then I just didn't think that was fair to him.
Yeah, but I think I don't think he minds, so it's no big deal.
No, he doesn't, but it obviously bothered him a little bit because he kept saying that, "Oh, who am I but the evil, obnoxious Brit?"
Right.
You know, and that's really what they kept doing.
Right, but I think everyone knows. I believe that everyone wanted him to win, even though Trace Adkins seems like a really nice guy, as Trump said that he was a great guy, but Piers Morgan gets the job done. But
he absolutely does.
Trace Adkins was cracking me up during this whole show with dealing with the Backstreet Boys. Remember the thing with Wheatgrass last week?
Yes.
Now this week he's dealing with them again with the Wheatgrass thing. Let's check it out. I thought this was funny.
One of the BSB, if you know them like I do, they're BSB.
Backstreet Boys.
His little knee. So now I've got to go get medical supplies. Do you possibly know anywhere I might be able to get some wheatgrass juice? And I'm still trying to find wheatgrass juice. Have you ever heard of fresh Samantha wheatgrass? No, I don't think so. Looking at the writer for the Backstreet Boys gave me new appreciation for myself. I've done shows with kidney stones. I did a show where my stomach was hurting so bad one night that I couldn't hardly move. I walked out on that stage and did my show. Left the stage, went to the emergency room, and had 18 inches of my colon cut out that night.
Wow.
And this fool can't do a show because he doesn't have his wheatgrass juice. He twisted his knee.
I love that.
Don't get me started on the BSB.
But he did, the whole thing he was doing was just cracking me up.
Are you
they really played
me,
that
man?
Up, though.
Yeah,
you go into any grocery store nowadays and go to the health food section, you can find wheatgrass juice. It's not that big a deal.
Wheatgrass. Hey, we've got a phone call. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. It's PhD guy.
Hey, PhD guy, what's up?
All good, all good. You guys are great. I mean, you talk like machine guns. You never stop.
is that a compliment?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Unless you're high on something like speed or cocaine.
No
Red Bull tonight, yeah.
No Monster energy drink and lots
like
of sugar.
Red Bull. I like Red Bull. Listen, I can hear. I'm in Chile in South America. I can watch the American Idol show, and I find it interesting and entertaining. But you know what bothers me is that the host, what's his name, Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, he has actually a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And that's, you know, something I dislike very much. You know, every idiot nowadays has a star on that boulevard.
That's because they pay for it. It's $10,000. Yeah, you have to be invited, but you have to pay for it.
Well, don't
it's
you have $10,000
people have to vote for you to get there.
You have to campaign for it, I believe.
Yeah, but also here in the States, he's been a like a West Coast radio host for a long time, so he has his fan base more than just American Idol. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is true.
Ugh. Yeah, but still, I don't like it. Maybe
we don't either.
maybe I could apply for a star, you know, pay for it, and I could afford it, and I may have a star one day
as a
talk radio X representative or something.
Exactly. Beautiful. You could have PhD guy on there and even have the little radio symbol in the center of the star.
You know, we need to get Jessica a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
We can start campaigning.
Let's do it. No, we need to get that Chiquiser or whatever on there.
Chiquiser.
Jessica from what? Jessica from the Radio Dan Show?
Radio Dan Delgado Show.
Right. Delgado is Spanish and it means slim.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Dan Slim?
Is he slim?
Yeah, Dan Slim.
I would hope so.
He may be slim. His figure may be slim.
Now, slim. Do you get Celebrity Apprentice in Chile? Chile?
I'm not sure.
With Donald Trump?
I'm not sure.
With Trump?
Donald Trump, sometimes, you know, I come across this show, but I don't watch it.
Do you have a South American idol? Or like Chile idol?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. They have a show that's called a Latin American Idol, and it's just like a copy, but it's like everything else in Latin America. It's a cheap and awful copy. It's horrible.
Are there any bizarros like there are on our shows on that one?
Oh, yeah. Even more creeps and weirdos and nutcases. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Is that the best part of it? The tryouts? Is that what y'all like down there? Like us, we like the tryouts to watch all the nuts.
Yeah, that's the best part. You know, the part I like the most about that show is the auditions. And although it's kind of staged, you know, the producers decide who comes in, who gets out, and it's not fair. I think it's kind of.
The reason why I stopped watching it was the fact that you know they have hundreds of thousands of people audition, and they choose the worst to send to the judges so that they can be ridiculed. So in a way, they're kind of manipulating these people who obviously have some form of learning disability, if you will. I just don't like how they use these people.
Yeah, I agree. That's right. Anyway, you know, it's kind of entertaining. I like Simon Cowell. I often agree with him. I like his comments, and you know, he's I think he's a good guy. I dislike the fat black guy. What's his name? Randy Jackson.
Yeah.
horrible man. You know, and Paula. Paula is nice. Paula is cute. You know, she's always so emotional, and you know, she bursts into tears. And if you say I like you, I love you, you know, she loves you back. I mean, she's easy going.
Easy prey.
By the way, I'm a proud owner of your t-shirts.
Oh,
we don't have t-shirts.
Yes, you do. You sent me one. I'm wearing it at night in bed.
Are you talking about the Lost and Mulberry shirt?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Credo.
Oh, that's not your show?
Well, no.
That's part of our show, yeah.
Yes, it is. You confused me. I'm very sorry. no, Credo does Lost in Mulberry, which is kind of like a spin-off of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's very confusing, and I'll just say that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's Mulberry anyway. So.
Yes, it has Mulberry on it.
We don't have a t-shirt.
I don't have one of those shirts. What's the deal with that?
Come on, Credo.
Well, you know, he may send you one, and you can have your own shirts. You know, you go to this coffee press or what's it called,
and
you do some merchandise. So
it's easy.
It's like amazing.
Yeah. Hey,
I need to go. We need to go there and get them. So I need to get them since I'm walking through the airports all the time. And
yeah, free advertising. Well, thank you for calling in, PhD guy. I appreciate
it. One more thing. Did you listen to Antuber talking about the story about the Italian cashier who got robbed by a guy who hypnotized her?
No, I did not.
was he a Scientologist?
No, but Antuber, he reads something and he believes it. He has kind of a distorted perception of reality. And he said in his show earlier, he said, you know, there was a guy who went into a supermarket in Italy and robbed the cashier by hypnotizing her, like, you now will give me all your money, something like that. And that's from, as you may know, I'm a psychologist, and that's not possible. You cannot hypnotize somebody who is not cooperating. And
right,
you cannot hypnotize someone. You can't do that against someone's will. That's not possible.
Maybe he was just really scary and creeping her out, so she just
Yes, here's the money. Please leave me alone.
Oh, I think that was a lame excuse. She took the money and she knows. Looking for an excuse, so she came up with this weird story.
He
hypnotized me.
yeah.
She pocketed
me with science.
She probably knew the guy. It was an inside job.
Yeah, a little inside job, and said she got hypnotized, and
sure
they split the money okay. later.
All right, well, thanks
okay,
for
guys.
Calling, buddy.
You keep up the good work. I like your show. It's very, dynamic. It's, as I said, you talk like a machine gun. You never stop. It's good. It's great, and you know what you're talking about.
Well, you never have dead air with us.
Talk like machines. Thank you very
much. Okay, you take care. You take care.
Thanks for calling, bud. Bye.
Nice, we got a caller.
Sweet. From Chile. From Chile.
Chile.
That's awesome.
All right, now, okay, Celebrity Apprentice. We have 5 minutes before the break. Let's go ahead, let's skip ahead here, Bill, and see who won Celebrity Apprentice like we didn't know. The best part of the show was the train wreck of the phone call to Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
he wasn't playing along and just answering the questions.
Well, the worst part was after Trump set him up for the Kodak thing, they then have the Kodak executive on there to give an ad.
They had an ad for Kodak. Not only that, they had... I can understand it's for charity. There's a thing where you can pay their charities and they'll match it. But then they had the, you can buy Trace Adkins' new hit song on iTunes. And
oh my God, and that song was so bad.
Oh, it was beautiful. And the whole...
The moment I heard the opening lyrics, she was driving down the road in her SUV. What? I was like, what the...
Hey, we're not their demographic, Bill. We don't listen to
country.
No,
obviously not. I don't like my songs told to me in a story like I'm an idiot.
Bill, Last FM, I'm putting Trace Adkins on my list, my playlist.
I ain't listening to your station then.
Okay, but I wanted to say this real quick. The part where they make this big introduction of Omarosa, and Omarosa had nothing. It was crickets. She had nothing. And even Trump goes, you just blew it, honey. And, you know,
yeah, she goes, I think we should take $200 from the $250,000 and get his teeth cleaned because he has very bad teeth. It's like,
And Trump was like, okay, sit down. You got nothing. And I just thought that was embarrassing. But let's see who won, Steve.
Here's, you're a vicious guy. I've seen it. We can try and dispute it.
You can try and dispute it.
You're tough. You're smart. You're probably brilliant. I'm not sure. You're certainly not diplomatic. But you did an amazing job, and you beat the hell out of everybody. And you won by far more than anybody. Trace, you ended up with a number one single. You ended up great. You have an amazing family, beautiful children. You're really a special guy. You're a special human being, a beautiful
guy.
I'll always love you. But for tonight, Pierce, you're the celebrity attraction.
Where do I get the soundtrack to this show?
TheTreeSaid.com.
The other thing that really annoyed me during the entire show is, yeah, we know it's live. Do you have to have the audience audio open over the entire freaking show?
That's something they've always done on this, though, where they show the clips and you hear everyone laughing or whatever.
Oh, not canned
laughter? I'm just a stickler for production value, and that just annoyed the hell out of me. Like, I'm trying to listen, and all you hear is,
I gotta say, this has been one of the best Apprentice finales I've seen.
It's been one of the best Apprentices we've seen, and that's all because of Piers Morgan.
I gotta say that I like Piers Morgan and the cast. You had the stuff with Vincent Pastore, you had the stuff with Gene Simmons. Along the way, the stuff with Omarosa made it entertaining up to this point. Because I remember early on, I was like, they're all kind of like just taking it easy. It seems kind of boring. It was, you know, they finally started not liking each other. But I got to say, there was one part where Trace Adkins is real stressed out trying to get this task done, and his two daughters show up and surprise him. I got genuinely moved by that scene. I don't know if it's just because I have a daughter and I.
It's because you have a daughter.
I've been like that where you're stressed out or you're upset or you're pissed off about something. And all of a sudden your daughter comes up. Hey, Daddy, look at this giant I made for you. And all of a sudden you just snap out of it. Like, why am I? This is all stupid. I'm not mad anymore. You know.
So the other thing kind of pissed me off is Trace Adkins was trying to play on the whole evil Piers thing, saying, I don't like him much. He doesn't conduct himself very well. I'm like, that's complete bullshit.
Well, he wasn't a nice guy. Why are you defending him?
It's like Pierce said, it's not a nice guy concept.
He's evil incarnate, Bill. You're on the side of the devil.
You know, I'm throwing my horns right now.
You're really a
muscle and hate.
You're a special human being, a beautiful guy. I'll always love you.
Yes, thank you, Trump. Trump will always love you. By the way, before we go to break, you can purchase Trace Adkins' single on iTunes, and it'll go to
Chase. Yes.
And we'll be right back, everybody. Enjoy.
Talk Radio X.
I'm not sucking that up.
What are you doing?
Saving the future.
But how?
With Captain Power videotape. There are three different skill levels. This one's the toughest. Now we can practice anytime with Power Jet XT7. Score or be hit.
Captain Power videotapes. I don't believe it.
Believe it, large human. The power of the future is in your hands.
Batteries not included. Jets figures and new interactive videotapes each sold separately from Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future.
It's McRib time at McDonald's. Grilled pork and sassy sauce. Add fries and a Coke and you're talking chomp, but only for a limited time. The good time, great taste of McDonald's. McRib chomp.
Introducing TurboGrafx-16, the next generation video game system. It's four times faster, so the games are more exciting. There are almost 10 times as many colors, so the arcade quality graphics are even more intense. And you can expand your system with a CD player for CD games with sound effects that are turbocharged. TurboGrafx-16 from NEC, the higher energy video game system.
Now, let's begin to type some words.
Yo, when I hit it, I hit
L, shift, O to the quote, and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L, shift, O to the quote, and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L, shift, O to the quote, and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler.
Nerd ho! Warm the mic up. Yo, we bout to strike up. This band of nebbishes who cultivate nebulous fetishes. The FPS, RPG, or MM called. In a obsession to blather over by blog or BBS. Step and possess, home thy geekishness. Your frame rate and frags today both impress. And yes, your affinity for a certain sight of some amusement. A classically adorned pog or a fun where you let loose pent up set pieces to partake of flicker dramas. Get you branded a sniper, bitch, or rocket mama. Humper, damn.
dude. They said you're cheating, but with coins in hand, you got more game than Will Wheaton. When's the MC about to get funny? I'm losing patience. Wanna know how the pants contain one wang and two neck stations in a tandy hall where he plays whack-a-mole with the toilet paper. Front a lot can rock the PA song at the lowest common denominator. Not as a hater of culture or a lacquer in class, but an expert at math, accounting how the penny arcade owns your ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, the quote and then dollar. If you know the blur of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. My hit L shift. Oh, the quote and then dollar. If you know the blur of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. My hit L shift. Oh, the quote and then dollar. If you know the blur of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. My hit L shift. Oh, the quote and then dollar. If you know the blur of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. My hit L shift. Oh, the quote and then dollar.
Tuesday.
Matching outfits, it says teamwork, it says unity of purpose, huh? It says, nah, it says geeks.
Who's the boss, then?
You seem awfully roomy in the crotch.
Attention, shoppers. Plenty of room in Kevin Arnold's crotch.
The Wonder Years.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They've got the best for so much less, you'll really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys, oh boy.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Oh, yeah. Pop a lock. Do not stop. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna have me some fun.
You're gonna have me some fun.
I will say this about that, that Ivanka looks smoking at that little...
Oh, God, doesn't she?
That dinner they did where they did the auction. And I felt when that guy was bidding, he was like, I'll bet 38,000 to have dinner with her.
And I think he thought that she was one of Elliot Spitzer's whores.
Yeah, high price call girl or something. But I think if I would have had the money and I was a rich guy, I would have kept going up past 100 grand. I wouldn't let Simon Cowell outbid me, for Pete's sakes. Now, hey, guys, before we get into the news, we still have to talk about Big Brother and Smallville. Very quickly, this music, when it cues, you'll know who showed up to the Big Brother house this week. Because I hated this last season. I thought it was so cheesy. Who is it, Steven?
Oh, my God.
Gotta get up, boys and girls.
Chelsea has got a scary laugh. Like, hey,
hey. 10 minutes, POV.
Evil Dick back in the Big Brother house.
He's here.
No, he's not. Shut up. He's here right
Shut
now.
Shut up.
Go.
No, he's not.
Evil, look who it is.
Yeah, I'm
left in line.
Evil Dick.
Yes, it's Evil Dick, for Christ's sakes. Get out of bed.
Like, what is with this guy?
Evil Dick. But then once you're in this house, I respect Evil Dick now.
I had to get you up because you keep dreaming about me. I had to stop that right away. Cry baby little bitch.
Oh, okay. Now, you know, the best part about all of that, Evil Dick's little thing there, he hosted the veto competition, Bill, and they do it every year where you have to drink gross stuff.
And, oh, yes.
And Joshua came out and he goes, everyone's saying that I'm like the gay Evil Dick of this season, but I just don't see it. And he goes, the only person I've heard say that is you. Because Dick watches the feed, so he knows what's going on. And Joshua's just like, uh-huh. He just had nothing to say after. So the only one who's called yourself the gay Evil Dick is yourself. So just shut up, all right?
I got to say that, you know, I don't know if it's... the casting or whatever, but if I was gay, I would be offended by the people that they put in that house that claim to be gay.
I think they're always very catty
and just nasty.
What was that guy last season? He seemed like a really nice, kind of wholesome guy. What was that gay guy's name?
I can't remember.
Joe, that's right, that's right.
Somehow, well, I immaculately conceived gonorrhea.
Scratch that. Never mind.
And then it was Joe and Dustin. And Dustin, who had the god complex, he'd walk around with the cape and the crown.
Yeah.
The last nice gay person they had in that house was Bunky.
Bunky, and he cried all the time. Basically this week, Chelsea and James were put up. James won the veto, and now Chelsea has been crazy all because she knows she's going home. She realized she made mistakes. She shouldn't have been like the girlfriend of James. Now they want to get her out because they've grouped her with him. And it's funny how they are all lovey-dovey and cuddling, but then her diary sessions are like, it was a big mistake to hang out with him and stuff like that. There's even a part...
resistance gigantic appendage.
Right. She goes insane at one point, Belle, and she's taking it out on Natalie. And she's...
The poor girl.
You ever notice that people who are getting evicted never blame it on the HOH? They target somebody else who's not the HOH. Like, even when Ryan was doing James, they blamed it on Matt. Matt, he did this. Let's get him out of here. But, so Chelsea is going off on Natalie, and even James in his diary session is like, she's being a raging bitch. I'm voting her out, or whatever. It's like... So anyway, let's check it out where she starts to lose her mind. They painted these Easter eggs, Stephen, and they had a good time. They're beautiful eggs, and Chelsea smashes them. She took their work and just crushed it.
Oh my god!
Girl, you're getting crazy up in this place.
Open this hizzy, girl.
How about all these eggs?
She's about to lose her mind up in here.
I'm putting that on my playlist, though.
Oh my god! So hard on these eggs. Oh man!
Chelsea has some bit of cruelty that is beyond what I've ever seen in someone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Worse than Hitler.
Because I care. Because I'm a.
You never saw Hitler squish eggs.
By a vote of 5-0, Sharon, you are safe. Chelsea, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
You guys can all stay. I just want to give you all some insight. Adam, get a backbone in this game. You're playing like a baby. Sheila, you've been rode hard. You will be put away wet. Natalie, educate yourself. You need one, honey. You're in dire need of one.
Oh, that was scary.
What was that? Was that a cat hiss?
I guess so.
That was not a very good cat hiss.
It was like...
Foggy has a better one than that.
Yeah, come on, Foggy. What are you doing? We already know what caliber Foggy's doing after that friggin' top model clip that gave me a migraine. Christ.
There we go.
That's what we're
doing. Much better. Now, Natalie won the... what I think is funny, whoever gets picked on all week, they end up winning HOH, and everyone's like, oh, Natalie, I love you. You're so funny.
Yeah. Natalie, you're so profound. Can you show me how you shoot milk out of your bosom again?
Yeah, show me how... how does she do that? I read about how... She said the origin of that. I don't remember, but...
She's had two abortions in the past.
She can
and
lactate
now she can
on command.
Lactate.
It's very...
Which is really classy, because anybody that uses abortion as a form of birth control, you got your shit together.
Yeah, I think you're just planning poorly. I think.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe she's just spontaneous. I don't know.
I love my women spontaneous.
We don't have any kind of protection, but, you know, hey, we're in the moment. Let's just do it, okay? Now,
Don't you have any RU486? Oh, that's okay. I'll just go to the abortion hospital
later. You're a special
later.
Guy. You're a special human being. A beautiful guy.
Thank you.
I'll always love you.
Now, isn't that something from Smallville, Bill? RU486? Something from 33.1?
I think so. I think Lex actually developed that.
Now,
the morning after drug.
Here's something screwy on Smallville. I get Smallville. I watch it in HD. Steven, you've watched it over here in HD. Mm-hmm. It comes through on HD antenna because DirecTV does not carry the CW with an HD feed. This week,
yeah, and that's
for some
starting to
reason,
piss me off.
Well, this week, for some reason, the weather, I don't know what did, caused it to mess up like every 30 seconds, like digitized, where you can't hear anything, digitized. I couldn't get through a single scene, so I was like, screw this. YouTube, somebody has posted the whole episode in like 9 chapters, so I watched it in this little box on YouTube. And to say that I missed a lot is an understatement, because it's hard to pay attention that way. But I did catch this. There's a part, I know that Brainiac, or the T-1000, or the T-1000.
James Moss.
Brainiac, not the T-1000. He's not liquid metal. He doesn't do knives and stabbing
alloy.
Weapons. Yeah. So at the beginning, he wants Kara for some reason, right, Bill? And they get into a fight, yes, or something. Then it's the cue the theme song. But there was this part where Brainiac or the T-1000 attacks Lana and shoves a knife and stabbing weapon in her brain, in her eyes.
Yeah, it's like two little offshoots that goes in her eyes and then one that goes in her forehead.
Right. What the hell is going on in that scene? But Jimmy and Lois show up to her place and there's monitors everywhere. And this exchange happens and I'm wondering what the hell's going on.
I'm sorry, but this is really
creepy.
Sexy.
What?
Creepy sexy.
Creepy sexy.
What does that mean?
That means that they walked in and because Lana was accosted by the T-1000, she had her secret Lex like surveillance system open so that they could see it.
So he's a fan of Sliver, basically, is what he was saying?
Mm-hmm. He loves Enigma music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that music too, Bill. Oh, playlist,
don't you
Enigma.
Dare put it on Last FM.
No, I won't do that. What are they saying in that song? Oh, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to matter.
We're talking about Smallville, Bill. I don't know why you're bringing up Enigma. No, but anyway, so stuff is going on. It's crazy. Kara's trying to teach Clark how to fly. But he's too much of a pussy to want to.
Yeah, he's like, I can't be flying right now. I've got to look for Lana.
Yeah, I'm busy right now.
Look, dude, you can look faster from the air.
Okay, for some reason, ever since they write this post-episode, I don't know how many episodes this was, Lex says, ever since I got shot in Detroit, a lot of memories that I had blocked are coming back. I'm remembering stuff about Veritas and my dad, and here's
that's a really easy plot point.
Here's a clip of me from childhood, and it shows him. He's playing with Green Arrow. How do you know it's Green Arrow? Because he's got a toy bow and arrow in his hand.
Get out!
He's got a quiver strapped around him. Like, hello, this is Oliver Queen.
What my favorite part is, he discovers in the locket of the girl that he had killed last week that there's a key to a safety deposit box, Bill. So he sends his assistant lady. Since when is this chick like his right-hand chick? Didn't he used to be the black guy? And now he... Who is this chick?
She's been around for a little while, I think. I'm not sure. She's got a very, like, milfish teacher thing going on. It's bizarre.
Well, here's a great scene where she comes in talking about how she couldn't get to the safety... Basically, you know, a lot of red tape. The guy was a dick at the counter or something. Let's check it out.
They're preparing the jet. I hope you found the bank.
Sir, we traced the key to the National Depository of Switzerland, but we hit a roadblock.
When we're this close, I think it's
I knew it!
Waiting a glorified teller should be the least of our worries. If someone's holding out, pay them whatever they're asking.
Sir, this bank held off the Third Reich, the Sicilian Mafia, and Al-Qaeda. With all due respect, I'm fairly certain they won't bow to you.
I don't understand. If they're acquiring authorization, that's not an issue. We have the key.
We have
sir, I've
key.
Been on hold with customer service
each
for over an hour.
Each box in the high security vault requires two.
Two?
That's what I said.
We've already
two.
Started
are
trying
deaf?
To track down the other.
Two!
But,
yes,
we don't
that's
have
right,
any
audience. He needs two keys, not just one. And hey, let me remember. Two. Oh,
I just remember from childhood, my dad had one. Okay.
Two keys.
So, okay. My favorite part of the whole episode, I didn't understand any of this. I watched it on freaking YouTube.
And all of a sudden, Lionel turned from a strong, silent type to, a guy that's like a freaking junkie. Yeah, I need your help.
He's all twitchy.
I need your help.
He's acting like, you know, he'll suck Clark's dick for $5 or something.
Oh. Or for some coke, maybe. I don't know.
What
he's all jittery, jumpy. He tries to give Clark... he tries to give Clark the second Veritas key, and Clark's like, I don't need your key, junkie.
Yeah, get away from me, man.
Are those track marks?
You've been rode hard, you will be put away wet.
Yeah.
It was an episode that tried hard to be, like, pivotal, and it just kind of fizzled. What? Like, oh, Lex is so evil now.
Well, okay.
He's killed people.
Kara flies into space after Brainiac, and there's an explosion, and that's all you see. So that's a cliffhanger, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a supernova.
Yeah, and
but
then,
how can it be? It can't be a cliffhanger because when Clark went to like brain dead Brainiac Lana in the nursing home or wherever the hell she was,
he was sitting by her,
and then she says, "You're too late, Kal-El," and that was obviously Brainiac through her.
I think
so
she was
Brainiac,
living with nuns in a nunnery.
Yes, a nunnery.
That's so sad. Lana is blind and a vegetable, and there was like basically a rock ballad video at the end of the episode.
It was Striper.
Oh, it was beautiful. I thought it was Mr.
Oh,
Mister.
So it was Christian hard rock.
Take these broken wings. Yikes. Hey, Bill, let's go ahead and do the news. What do you say?
I suppose I will.
You guys are just so full of it's like amazing.
Wow. Now, Bill.
Questioning our integrity, that bitch.
Let's give a shout out to the chat room. And also, let's hit the button, Steven. We're opening the phone lines at 818-935-5132.
We got Andy, who's, you know, our hardcore super fan standby that we love so much and who loves really horrible music.
Right.
We got Glenn, who's surgery. Always there and always the first to reply on our forums.
Yes.
Great we got guy. Nub Whirl and Zell2501, who's another super fan of
so
ours.
So basically, we've determined it's not empty.
No, it's not empty. I think, but you know, they're all waiting for me.
Oh, yes. Okay, Bill, what do we got in the news this week? That was a total stop down.
Sorry. We'll edit it. You live people get a treat.
No, we're a live show. We don't edit.
Oh, okay. This is a really good week for news, thank God, because there's no DVDs, basically. If you live in Oviedo, Florida, O-V-I-E-D-O, I don't know how close that is to...
And on this farm he had a...
O-V-I-E-D-O.
Wasn't that a Beck album?
Yes, it is.
No, it was Van Halen.
So, okay. No, that was OU812.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. I almost said RU486.
Yes, Smallville, contraception.
Okay, so if you live in Oviedo, Florida, I don't know how close that is to Coral Springs where Dan lives, but he might want to keep his eye out to the sky for a hawk that flew off with a 3-pound Papillon dog. The Guzzler family recently dropped off their pet dog May at the pet lodge in Tuscarawas Road in Oviedo, Florida, before they went on vacation. The manager at the pet lodge said the dog was left in a fenced backyard for only a couple minutes by a dog walker. When the dog walker returned, what the was that? Was that a goose?
I think that was a hawk.
Oh. When the dog walker returned, May was gone.
Oh, no.
The employees at the business said with high fences, no holes in the yard, and no outside access, there's only one explanation. One of the hawks in the area carried off the dog.
Wait, what kind of dog is that? I'm not familiar with that.
A papillon? They're like little yappy dogs.
I endorse that hawk because I don't like tiny yappy dogs.
No, neither do I. They're irritating.
I like good, like Eddie on Frasier. That's the size I like. I don't like.
Yeah, that's
little...
what I have. I have a Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie, and he is a yappy little shit, though.
Oh, see, I like dogs like that, but I don't like the little Chihuahua types.
No, I don't. They shake too much.
Yeah, they're really nervous. They act like Lionel Luther did in this week's Smallville.
They do. That's it. Maybe he went to Mexico and became a Chihuahua.
It's very possible. The writers
are
very creative.
He's got a little Chihuahua DNA mixed in with him.
Yeah.
Never know what that Area 33.1 is up to.
So
the owner of the dog said, I don't doubt it because we are in Florida, but my opinion, if they knew there was a chance a hawk will swoop down and get my dog, they needed to be watching her. What, like they were going to make the hawk not take the dog away?
Should have chained it up in the backyard.
Yeah, then it would go cling and the beak would get yanked out of its head. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. Maybe they could be out there with like a professional slingshot. Straight out of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, police are searching the residence of a 15-year-old boy in Wisconsin who admitted hacking into the Little Chute School District District's computers. What? This makes
Pardon
no sense.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Thanks, Cameron. Okay, let me start over here. Little Chute, Wisconsin. Police searching the residence of a 15-year-old boy who admitted hacking into the Little Chute School District's computers found a copy of the book Internet for Dummies. He was self-taught and self-motivated in that regard. Lee said the boy, a Little Chute high school student... Little Chute, God, that makes me think of like Chutes and Ladders. Should change their name. He faces a juvenile criminal charge in school discipline. He was questioned and he confessed to hacking into the computers. So he's been referred to juvenile intake on one count of violating the Wisconsin computer crime statute. I doubt he was R2-D2-ish in his hacking. According to the search warrant documents filed February 26th in Outagamie County Circuit Court, the district called in a vendor to make repairs, and they were able to determine the district's computers were accessed from an outside computer and trace the source to the 15-year-old's home computer. You dumb shit. If you're hacking a computer, use a proxy. Don't use your own IP address. I guess Internet for Dummies didn't teach him that.
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty young. He's just starting his hacking, so...
He's just starting, and he's ending it right now.
You know what?
Because now he won't be allowed near a computer until he's 21.
He'll know for next time, though.
Yeah, this is important for anybody in Mexico that likes emo music. Riot police have taken to the streets of several cities in Mexico to defend emo kids. A series of attacks on dyed-haired, eye-makeup-wearing emo kids began in early March when several hundred people went to an emo-beating rampage in Cuierto.
Why weren't we invited?
Let's beat up emo Peter. about 160 miles north of Mexico City. The next week, shaggy-haired emo teenagers were harassed again by punks and rockabillies. Rockabillies should be beat up.
Hell yeah. The Stray Cats were kicking some ass.
So they were harassed again in the Capitol, prompting police protection and a segment on the TV news. Most recently, a Mexican newspaper reported that metalheads and gangsters have warned Tijuana's emo kids to stay away from the town fair next month. But the so-called emos are organizing, too. Last week, they demonstrated against the violence pictured on Wired.com. They organized to defend their right to be emo, wrote Daniel Hernandez of LA Weekly on his personal
blog. Enough!
Wow.
Yeah, I don't get this. Why? I guess maybe they don't have anything else to do in Mexico, so they're emo? And the other ones that aren't beat them up?
So is it really necessary? The rockers, the rockabillies, And the punks.
Metalheads.
Oh, that, how can... There's not rockabilly anymore. What is this crap?
You'd be surprised.
You know what they were? They were ska punks. That's what they were.
They were ska punks, yes. They all had Mighty Mighty Boss Tone stickers on their coats.
They were all big
Rancid fans.
They're
all wearing big pant pompadours and...
Yeah, you know what? If they had modern day like kids in school, but they wore zoot suits.
Sweet. Yeah, well, they had the swing kids.
Yeah,
the swing.
That would be awesome.
Hitler's coming. Let's dance. All right, on a woman in Los Angeles.
On a woman.
A woman.
Okay.
Was forced by the Transportation Security Administration to remove her nipple rings before they were allowed to board a flight. The woman was given The woman was given a pair of pliers in order to remove the rings in her nipples.
Holy crap.
Good lord. The rings had been in her nipples for many years. Gloria Allred, her attorney, said, "Oh, God, of course she's got to latch on to this."
Is this a joke? Really?
It's got to be. Allred and the woman plan to hold an early afternoon news conference to explain what they plan to do to ensure no other person is forced to suffer. Wow.
Wow, that's very sexy.
You know, I got to admit that this is a little over the line.
Yeah, well, nipple rings are... unattractive anyways.
Yeah, they are. But you know what? I mean, okay. Did she go through with it? Did she remove them? Or did she just not go on the flight? Because I would fly.
If you've had them for years.
Why would you just not complain and take a later flight? Yep. Why would you go, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm really upset over this. And start yanking it off with pliers. No. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
Yeah, they don't specify whether she took the flight or not. It says no. The transportation security employees are required to check anything that raises concerns, no matter what it is. If it's something that unduly alarms people or sets off the sensors, they must check it. But I've never heard of any of the other people having anyone remove something that sounds as small as a nipple ring. Said nipple rings will cause a pain. Yes, said Wayne Baird of the TSA. And I guess, yeah, you know, you never know. They make you turn off your cell phones. Maybe nipple rings can somehow interfere with the, you know...
The guidance
the plane systems.
You know, it's possible. You never know. I mean...
Distract the pilots? I don't know.
Why not a nipple ring, right?
Mm-hmm. They could just distract the pilot altogether.
Yeah.
It's like, ma'am, could you please just button up your blouse? Do we need to see your naked breasts with the rings in them? They're in a bra, right? Maybe they're afraid it could be constructed in some type of, like, weapon with moving parts.
She could take those pliers.
Knives and stabbing weapons. Sorry.
Straighten them out and have a nice, yeah, like you said, knife.
At least it wasn't like a nipple shield that, like
a
Janet
nipple
Jackson
shotgun.
This next story, there's multiple stories all over the web from it. We were sent the story by a listener about a man claiming to speak Australian after allegedly being raped by a wombat.
The flying squirrel on our forum.
Yes.
I like anyone who joins our forum. Everyone should. Steven?
A New Zealand man... the forum. Read that story first.
Right.
A New Zealand man has been sentenced to community service after telling police he was raped by a wombat, and the experience has made him speak Australian. Arthur Ross Craddock, 48, from the South Island town of Mutuaca.
That's
called.
Thing.
I'm assuming that's in New Zealand. Called police on February 11th and told them he was being raped at his home by the wombat and he needed help.
Is he sure it wasn't a wallaroo, mate? Good time, Stephen.
The orchard worker later called back and said, "Apart from speaking Australian now, I'm pretty all right, you know." So
that's
he pleaded guilty in local court. He was sentenced to 75 hours community work.
So he was raped by a wombat, and he's not from Australia. He just started talking Australian?
Yes.
And he has a strange craving for shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Thank you.
So, and the other story is a little more explanatory. He's 48-year-old orchard worker.
Orchard.
He called police and he'd been raped by a wombat. Police prosecutor Sergeant Chris Stinger told the court that on the afternoon of February 11th...
Wait, is this an epidemic all of a sudden?
No, it's the same. It's just a different... It's a more explanatory story.
Oh,
same thing.
Okay.
He called the police threatening to smash the filth. Yeah. When asked if he had an emergency, he replied, yes. It says police called again soon after. He gave his full name, saying he wanted to withdraw the complaint. He said, I'll retract the rape complaint from the wombat because he's pulled out. Craddock.
It'd be asinine to think otherwise.
Well, that's good. He didn't want to get him pregnant.
So at least now we know what kind of rape he was suffering from. Good Lord.
What kind would that be? He could pull out of several places.
It's, and then he said,
what the hell?
I guess so. It had to be sodomy of some kind.
I think you've hurt his feelings.
Apart from speaking Australian now, I'm pretty all right, you know. It didn't hurt my bum at all. There you go.
Well, what was he complaining about then? Come on.
Well, I guess maybe he wasn't enjoying it.
Lay back and enjoy it and leave us alone, maybe, dude.
Maybe he had a headache.
That's true.
So,
he just wasn't.
Watch out for raping wombats in New Zealand. They want your bum.
I don't. You know what? After watching the Lord of the Rings and shit, I was like, man, I want to go to New Zealand one day. I am not setting foot in this place because I do not want to be raped
by a wombat.
Because
make sure you put the police number in your phone in case it does happen. You can
me bum.
You know, ballot.
It's been breached by a wombat.
Well, at least you know the worst thing is you'll just start talking Australian.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, why isn't he talking New Zealand? Kiwi, whatever it's called. I don't know. I got nothing, Bill. Move on.
I don't know. I'm going to try to wrap up these news stories so we can get the DVDs, but this one cracked me up. Only in Wisconsin. Kentucky. Oh, Sitting Bull, Winocky. A Winocky woman was released on bond Tuesday and ordered to stay away from taverns until the criminal case against her, which came from a raucous weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, Eastside Bars, is completed. Amy McKittrick, 39, was charged Tuesday with two counts of disorderly conduct, two counts of resisting officers, and two felony counts of battery to a peace officer for her endeavors Friday night and early Saturday, in which police were called after McKittrick caused problems at both Wiggy's Bar and the nearby Locker Room Sports Bar.
Unbelievable!
First to call the police came shortly after 10 p.m. Friday when a bartender at Wiggy's reported a woman had pissed on the floor of the bar. The bar's security cameras confirmed the customers had told the bartender. The criminal complaint filed Tuesday showed McKittrick urinating on the floor in a back room.
Now back off and let me pee.
It was
real
Bubba
sound
the wig.
From the scene.
Bubba the wig.
As police were on the streets looking for McKittrick, they got a call. They got a call to the Locker Room Sports Bar with a report that a drunk woman was refusing to leave the establishment. Not surprisingly, the complaint says the description of that woman matched that of the woman who urinated on Wiggy's floor.
I love the name of that place. Let's go to Wiggy's, Steven. Get mad, man.
Let's go to Wiggy's and piss on the floor. When officers arrived there, a bartender told them that McKittrick had come into the bar about 11 p.m., and the bartender told her she was too drunk to serve. Wait, the bartender was, or the woman was too drunk?
The woman was too drunk to serve.
McKittrick sat down. I'm too drunk to serve you, ma'am. McKittrick sat down on a bar stool, the complaint says. When the bartender stepped away, she reached over and pushed the beer taps, so they were all spilling beer from the taps into the bar area. The barkeep shut off the taps, told McKittrick to get out. She left after hitting another customer on the way out.
Cheers. Salute.
McKittrick left, but then returned later. This time she was told by a bouncer she couldn't come in, but she pushed.
That sounds like a night I had once. Man, it's crazy.
I know. But she pushed and hit him when he said he was calling the police. She began calling him names and yelled that she didn't care if the cops came and she was on probation and that the cops wouldn't do anything to her. There you go. This woman is angry.
I'd say. Hey, guys, how's it going? Huh? What the hell's going on? Hello? Is there somebody on the phone?
Credo.
Credo?
Hey,
Credo!
How's it going, guys?
Hey, welcome to Mulberry, Credo. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
No, it was good to know that. Hey, have a good one, buddy. What's going on?
I figure I should call and say hi. You know, after all, the PhD guy did mention me. You know, like when he called a half hour ago.
That is right. He mentioned that he got a T-shirt from you. It confused me.
Austin Mulberry, yeah.
When he said he got a Mulberry
like,
shirt.
We don't have T-shirts.
I was like, what is he talking about?
Oh, no, that was the contest from December.
Right. Yeah, I put two
together. Yeah.
I put it together during a call, but I figured it out.
I think you got the shirt, a CD, and an autographed picture.
Sweet.
So we had any Lost in Mulberries in production?
Well, like you'd have to talk to Mick about that. You know, like he's been kind of busy ever since he got married last month.
Yes, he hasn't left the bedroom.
No, I've talked to him and he said he is working on a new script. So
okay.
It'd be awesome. People need eagerly anticipating that one. All right, Bill, let's go ahead and do the next story because we're pressed for time, big time. But thanks
for calling, Credo.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
You the man, boy. Oh, yeah.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, G.
Okay, my favorite story of the week. Greenville County, South Carolina. A little person says he encountered a big problem. Oh,
unbelievable.
At an upstate fast food restaurant, a McDonald's customer, the midget, has filed a complaint with the company and retained a lawyer to advise him after he said the restaurant employee screamed and ran away from him because he was a little person.
Not me, it's my ability.
Oh, my God! It's a midget! Ethan Wade had made a purchase at the drive-thru window of the McDonald's on Howell Road in Greenville County, and when there was a problem with the order, he went inside. He said one counter employee made it clear she didn't like the way he looked.
Wow.
Wade said the young lady had her back turned to the counter. When she turned around and spotted him, she threw her hands up in the air and started yelling, "Oh my God, oh my God," and ran to the back of the restaurant. Continuing to yell as she was in the back of the restaurant, Wade said that the employee's response caught the attention of other customers as well as her coworkers. She must have watched Leprechaun the night before and just got freaked. Oh my God, it's the Leprechaun!
We represent the lollipop girls, the lollipop girls.
That's horrible. Had she never seen a tiny person?
I don't know.
She needs to watch that one show. What is it called? Little People, Big World?
Big World,
Little People.
Yeah.
It said,
who cares? I don't watch it.
Wade said the shift manager and store manager apologized after the incident. She said the employee who screamed
so
supervisor.
We're so sorry.
The employee said told the supervisor she had a phobia of little people.
Oh, that explains it.
Wade said the employee had stated to her, "Imagine if you saw a snake or a spider, how would you respond?" And the employee said she understood that. How could you compare the fear of a snake and a spider to a human being? That makes no sense to me, Wade said. I've seen kids of kind of react like that. Understandable, but grown adults attack like that? That's just...
Watch out for snakes!
Watch out for little people. Oh my God! Let's go and do some DVDs.
Scares me, Jason.
Scares me, too. Let's do some DVDs. What do you say, Steven?
Sure.
We have time, I think. Let's do it. Let's do... Oh, shut up. Hello!
Ow! Let's do some DVDs! Let's do some DVDs! Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs!
DVDs! HD Blu-ray is in the definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah! The DVDs, everybody!
Yeah, cue rock music.
The Evil Dick DVDs.
Burner.
Yeah, all right. That's funny. DVD. I come and keep laughing over there.
For April 1st, 2008, I actually wished some of these were in April Fools, but they're not. Acapulco Heat, the complete series.
Yes, we've talked about that before, Bill.
Macho Gary.
We have.
You, me, and Macho Gary were talking about that one.
Terrific show. Terrific show intro.
Fantastic theme music. Great Fabio cameos. Hot chicks in bikinis for no reason. Wielding two pistols. It's fantastic.
Yes, so if you're a big fan, why not pick it up?
HEAT stood for Hemisphere Emergency Action Team or something like that.
Yes, you're correct.
I was a huge fan. I was going through puberty at the time. And
one of those horrific syndicated shows.
I think it was past puberty. But
with,
I was very, the other no, one? I was very lonely.
He was very moved by it. Yeah.
What was the one with the Brolin guy? Pensacola Wings of Gold?
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I was past puberty at that point.
Oh, he had to be in puberty. Okay. next DVD, Jason Scientologist, huh? Lee Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Let me in, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen the commercials for this again just recently, and I literally want to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I hate seeing that David Cross is in it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's funny is when that came out, people were saying he sold out and stuff, and he issued a funny statement saying, yeah, dignity doesn't pay my bills, okay? I thought that was hilarious.
He's absolutely right.
And he became a Scientologist while making the movie, so no!
Oh! Next DVD is a show that some people like, most people hate. Becker, the first season.
You must chill! You must chill!
You know, I'm guilty of watching a Becker or two.
Yeah, so am I.
And you know what? It's not a great show.
But the ditzy big-breasted...
Huh?
Secretary
Shawnee
chick.
Smith.
Oh.
Yes,
but
I have
she had
that.
She had him taken out. I was, like, all disappointed.
Are you talking about the...
Girl from summer school.
The black... Lady?
No. Yes. Exactly.
Nice.
This show also had the cardinal sin of having the wise black man who was blind.
Yeah. Was he magic?
I think yes. He was. You can add him up there with Michael Clark Duncan and...
you feminist pig.
Bagger Vance and who else? Oh, Shazam.
Huh?
Shaquille O'Neal is
no,
magic.
No, that's Kazam,
also.
Not Shazam.
Oh, Kazam, sorry. Shazam.
Manhand. Nice pitch blank, O'Neal.
O'Neal. All right. Next DVD is a movie I've never heard of, but has people in it that I think it was directed by the Paltrow boy, Jake Paltrow.
Okay.
It's called The Good Night. With Danny DeVito, Gwyneth Paltrow, Penelope Cruz, Martin Freeman, who I like, and Simon Pegg. Yes.
Ah, what is it called again?
It's called The Good Night. It has Martin Freeman's the guy that was in the British Office.
Right.
He was also in the remake. Or not the remake, but the adaptation of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right.
He plays a guy caught in a midlife crisis, dead-end job, depressing life. Sounds really fun. Deteriorating relationship with his girlfriend, Dora, played by Paltrow. That is until he meets Anna.
Oh, is this Paltrow's brother?
Yeah, directed and written by Jake Paltrow.
And that is her brother, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So he meets Penelope Cruz's character, able to see her only while he's asleep. She is the girl of his dreams. He seeks out an expert on lucid dream, who's DeVito. He agrees to help Gary.
Skip it. What's the next movie?
Yeah, I'm just like,
hey,
I'm trying
Simon
to...
Simon Pegg in it. I would rent
it. Yeah, I'm trying to see who Simon Pegg is in it, but it doesn't say. sounds like kind of like an existential horseshit movie.
Is it like N-I-G-H-T or K-N-I-G-H-T? Like
no, it's N-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
You guys are just so full.
Well, no, I mean, because they're making a, you know.
Like the Fisher King?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like he's having some sort of a dream where he's a knight.
No.
Okay.
So I guess it's just a dark comedy.
I just wanted to know the title is all.
Okay.
I didn't care much.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle Extreme Unrated Remastered Edition.
To the extreme!
Why do they have to remaster? I love... whoever, like the director, the writers, whoever was involved with this, obviously have a sense of humor in the fact that they named it Extreme Unrated Remastered.
Check it, please.
There's absolutely no reason to re-release this.
You gotta release the extreme version.
Are they just doing it in like
yeah,
because
promotion for Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Your instincts aren't wrong. It's not funny.
Because I think it comes out in a week or two, right?
Yeah. The first movie was stupid fun. I hope the second one is too.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Well, everything I've seen of the second one makes me laugh.
The trailer
makes me laugh.
It makes me smile, Steven.
I don't know if I would see it in the theater, but I'd definitely rent it or buy it.
If I could catch it on the matinee, I'll see.
Yeah, I'd probably go to a matinee. Next DVD is Murder, She Wrote, complete 8th season. Why not join, what was her name in this? Jessica Fletcher?
Angela Lansbury.
You've been rode hard.
In
you will
a
be
town
away
where
right.
Serial murder is not that big a deal.
No, it's just...
Whenever she comes to town, leave. Because somebody's going to die.
One of you will die.
I still think she was the killer.
It's possible. I wanted that wrap-up, that season finale, finale, where she was a mass murdering serial killer who not only did she get away with it, she had all these other people locked up for those murders.
Yeah. She hypnotized them, like the guy that goes into banks and hypnotizes clerks for money. You killed the person. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Yes, I did.
You know what? I just... There's something shady
about
that
shit. The Jedi mind trick.
You're a shady bitch. You're obviously a shady bitch.
Whoa. Ho, ho, ho. It's a family
nice.
Show.
Next DVD is Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 2-disc special edition.
While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood is the full title, I think.
Yes. That's correct.
You know, I have not got to... I ain't seen that there Sweeney movie.
Neither. I usually like them Tim Burton-y flicksies.
Yeah, I hope it has giant scissors or something in it. Or I don't know what's going on.
So he went from Vincent Price
is my name.
To Christopher Lee. That was his progression. Like, oh, Vincent Price is dead. Well, let's get Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sweeney Todd, I watched it.
Is it awesome?
Okay. Just watchable.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, there are a lot of musical films that give me douche chills. This one did not.
Well, that's good. It was no Moulin Rouge.
That gave me extreme douche chills. To the extreme! So this one, this 2-disc...
Oh, Billy!
Nice. This 2-disc special edition has... behind the scenes featurettes, of course, exclusive footage from rehearsals, recording sessions, the history of the Demon Barber, all the musical stuff, behind the scenes bullshit.
I hope it has a behind the scenes documentary with Tim Burton where he's talking about how wants to make it really weird. I want to make
and
it
how
weird.
He,
I want to
and
take
how
this
the
and
next
make it
score
weird.
Scenes.
Yeah. I want to do Superman and make it weird. I'm going to cast Nicolas Cage in it, and his hair's going to be black, and it's going to be weird.
And he's going to be able to predict the future.
Huh?
Sorry. Next reference.
Whoa, it just got really creepy.
Yeah, Tim Burton movies are a little much. I still think his best film was the one he did for Singles, where he made the ad for the girl that wanted to
getting weird. No, his best film is
Nightmare. But huh? I mean, it's
Nightmare Before Christmas. No, 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 no. No, his best film is
no film.
His best film is Ed Wood. I really believe that. I think it's.
I think so too. I think Ed Wood. He was
yes.
See, Nightmare Before Christmas doesn't count
because he didn't direct.
He
it.
Did he. Click was, the camera, go and move the little guy, and then click it again, then move
it's
over.
It's just based
no,
on his
story.
No, he
didn't do that.
It's just based on his story.
Yeah, and you know what I like about the story? It's really weird, man. No, I'm kidding. I like Tim Burton films.
I'm still shocked that he...
I do.
He left that gorgeous girl he had in all his movies for Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like that's like whenever
he dated
you...
the actress who played Vampyra in Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm. That's like trading in a Mercedes Benz for a Honda.
Well, you know what? I think he grew up really loving Merchant Ivory films, and he was like, "One day I'm going to marry that girl. One day." And
maybe I don't know.
And maybe he finally did.
But I have to agree.
Really.
The Ed Wood is one of my favorite movies of his and in general. In fact, I spent like... Remember when Ed Wood first came out on DVD, they recalled it because there was a commentary track that they didn't agree with on it.
Is that what?
I bought that on eBay for like $120 just so I could have that edition.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is a classic. Awesome,
that is.
Awesome film.
Any movie that doesn't have his like... You know, kind of like the Sleepy Hollow thing I like.
Beetlejuice, good.
Beetlejuice, love the Beetlejuice.
Hey, who doesn't love Batman?
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of
the
Apes.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, my God.
I enjoy
Hey,
Mars
I
Attacks.
Like Mars Attacks.
We saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I thought it was just, man.
It was okay.
There was nothing special about it, you know.
No,
we got
I heard he was
I'm a huge
Eric Delgado's second favorite director.
Oh, really? Well, that's good.
Yes,
he's what?
Well, this will go in our TRX weekly report then.
Yes. All right, let's
I'm
wrap
kidding.
Up.
No, it won't. Okay.
We got about 4 minutes left.
All right, Bill, let's wrap this sucker up.
The return of what? The return of Swamp Thing.
Sweet.
Crazy.
With Heather Locklear.
Yes. There's a part where she goes, "I'm a vegetarian." Great.
They actually they upgraded on looks and downgraded on rating for this one.
No, come on. I was a huge Adrienne Barbeau. Remember, she was hot back in the day.
She had great knockers, but I always thought she looked kind of like an old woman.
Kind of psycho?
Kind of modish, a young mod.
Yeah, exactly. Modish.
She did not look modish. How dare you?
Hey, she was Maude's daughter.
I guess that's why you get it, because she has the same rough kind of personality.
She's rough looking.
Honestly, I never watched Maude.
She has great boobs, but she's just rough looking.
Hey, that's how I like them, baby. Woo-hoo-hoo!
No, they're fun.
Get rough
in
there.
Wet.
Yeah, you know, it's Dave and Ricky.
You've been rolled hard. You will be put away wet.
So this one wasn't written or directed by... what?
Wes Craven.
Yeah, it was Jim Wynorski.
Jim Wynorski, he's awesome. I think he does like soft porn movies now or something, doesn't he?
I don't doubt that.
Awesome.
But at least it had Dick Durock.
Unbelievable.
Dick Durock. I think he stars in the soft porns, doesn't he?
I think so.
That's a great porn name there.
His name is now Durock Dick.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's DVDs for April 1st, 2008.
Brutal.
All right, well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
All right, Foggy, we don't have time for this. Doesn't this take up all the end time of the show? Like...
Touch me. I want you to touch me.
All right, everybody. That was episode 117 of Nowhere on Mulberry Live, Stephen. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you there. Live on Talk Radio X. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to send us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our site at NimPodcast. No, no, no. Wait, that's our email. Steven, I'm blanking. NowhereAmulberry.com. There you can find links to our forum, which we'd like you to join and talk to us. Also, please send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. Mulberry Old School, Steven. If you go to NowhereAmulberry.com, click on the link that says Mulberry Old School. You will find every single episode of our... Every single early episode of Nowhere More. I think it's like 1 through 102 or something like that. Something crazy. But if you want to go back and listen to those, you could. But I just want to say thank you for listening tonight, everybody. Our packed, jam-packed chat room. I want to thank PhD Guy for calling. I want to thank Credo for calling. And I just want to say that... Oh, sorry. See, I get choked at the end of the show. No, but seriously, next week, I believe, Battlestar Galactica, next Friday. So we'll be distracted while doing the show. And do we or do we not get Hell's Kitchen next week?
April 1st is Hell's Kitchen, yes.
So we will be talking about Hell's Kitchen next week. We will talk about Smallville. Hopefully, I won't have to watch it on YouTube. And it'll be awesome. So thank you, everybody. See you next week.
You've been rode hard. You will be put away wet.
Huh? Hope not. She's talking about you, Steven.
I would love that.
Steven has that every night.
Whoa! Not sure what that means.
I'll always love you.
Now this is podcasting.